Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we are continuing with our series about why professionals need an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
Now, Stacy, this is the third podcast episode in our series. Can you recap what we discussed so far?
Certainly, I would be happy to. So in the first podcast episode in this series, we discussed why professionals need an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter if there are so many jobs available. We also address the many reasons why some professionals may be reluctant to trust recruiters and why an experienced and reputable recruiter can be a valuable resource. In addition, we talked about some of the specific value that good recruiters can provide, including access to what is known as the hidden job market. In the second episode, we discussed the best way to respond when a recruiter contacts you, especially if you don't know how the recruiter got your name. We addressed the fact that a good animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter will not waste your time, and how and why an experienced and reputable recruiter can be a strategist for your career.
All right. Thanks, Stacy. What will we be talking about today in regards to why a person needs an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter?
Yeah, well, one of the key points I want to highlight today is that professional recruiters and search consultants, especially third-party recruiters, are not typically affiliated with any one employer.
That is a good point. One that we have not addressed in depth on the podcast. Can you explain why this independence on the part of an animal health or veterinary recruiter is essential for professionals looking to advance their careers?
Absolutely, Caleb. So the independence of recruiters like me is a game changer for some professionals. When you work with a recruiter, you're partnering with someone who doesn't work for one specific employer.
Now, that sounds like a significant advantage. Can you give us some specific examples of how this independence benefits professionals seeking job opportunities in animal health and veterinary medicine?
Of course. So here are a few key ways in which our independence can make a difference. In fact, I have four of them. The first is more tailored job matches. An animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter has the freedom to explore a wide range of job opportunities. This means we have the potential to look for positions that align perfectly with a professional's skills, preferences, and long-term career goals. We're not limited to a single employer's openings. And then second, we can give our objective advice to professionals. We are not incentivized to push a professional into a job that is not going to be the right fit. Instead, we can guide them towards opportunities when they come up that truly align with their interests and aspirations. And then third, we can lend critical support during the negotiation stage of the hiring and interview process. When it comes to salary negotiations, benefits, and other terms of employment, we are solely focused on getting the best deal for everyone involved so that it is a win-win. And fourth is the issue of confidentiality, which is something that we have touched on in previous podcast episodes. Professionals often appreciate the confidentiality that comes with working with their recruiter.
Now, those are excellent points, Stacy. It is clear that this autonomy and objectivity can be incredibly valuable to professionals seeking the right opportunities. Now, let us talk about the process. How does working with a recruiter like yourself typically work?
Well, that's a great question. So the process of working with a recruiter generally involves several key steps. Although I have referred to these steps in the past, I like to map them out in detail today because I believe that there is still some uncertainty on the part of some people on how they should work with an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter. The first step is an initial conversation where the recruiter gets to know the professional. We discuss their background, their skills, their career goals, and what they're looking for in a new position. And that helps us to keep them in mind for opportunities that come across our desk. And the second step is keeping an eye out for an opportunity that does come across our desk. It could be a potential match. So sometimes that could happen in a short amount of time, and sometimes it doesn't. And that's why I stress that patience is needed when working with an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter. If you're a passive candidate, then that shouldn't be an issue. If the right opportunity comes along for which you are a candidate, the recruiter will reach out to you.
Because a passive candidate is not actively looking for a new position, they can afford to wait.
Yes, that's right. And then the next step in the process is the matchmaking. And by that, I mean once we identify potential matches, and we will review the job descriptions and requirements to ensure that they align with the professional's goals. And then we'll present those opportunities as they come up to the candidate for consideration. If the candidate wants to move to the next step of the hiring process, then that involves interview preparation. As part of that, we offer valuable insights and tips to help them succeed. Our goal is to ensure they feel confident and well prepared for the interview. The next step is the negotiation and the offer stage. When an offer of employment is extended to a candidate, we provide support during the negotiation process, ensuring that the terms are favorable to the candidate and the client so that we can arrive to a win-win. Our independence allows us to advocate on everyone's behalf, so that's yet another way that working with a professional recruiter is beneficial.
So what about after the placement is made and the candidate starts working for their new employer? Does the process stop there?
It does not. After the offer is accepted, we continue to support the professional during the transition phase, helping with any logistical details and ensuring a smooth onboarding process.
Well, that sounds like a comprehensive and supportive process.
Well, it is, and that is by design. As an animal health recruiter and veterinary recruiter, I want to create a win-win situation between the employer and the candidate. I want them both to be happy with the placement and with each other. If the employer isn't happy and the candidate isn't happy, then the placement is not a success.
All right, great advice, Stacy. Now, I would like to discuss some of the challenges and misconceptions professionals may have about working with recruiters.
That would be great. Which ones do you have in mind?
Well, if you do not mind, how about if I state a misconception for you, and then you can debunk it and tell our listeners the truth about what an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter does?
That sounds like a good idea. Let's do it.
Okay, so the first one is recruiters are only interested in experienced candidates. What's the reality here?
The reality is that recruiters have the potential to work with professionals at different stages of their careers. Some recruiters work with recent graduates and others to seasoned experts. Recruiters can help individuals at any level find the right opportunities. In our firm, we place newly graduated veterinarians to those veterinarians with significant experience.
Okay. The second misconception is recruiters only care about filling positions quickly.
Well, the reality is that while efficiency is essential, our primary focus is on making the right match. We take the time to understand a candidate's unique goals and preferences and to understand if it's a good match with our client who is hiring.
Okay, and moving on to our third misconception, which is working with a recruiter is expensive.
Okay, that's an easy one. A candidate does not have to pay a recruiter if the recruiter is a reputable one. Instead, recruiters are typically compensated by the employers when a successful placement is made. So whatever you do, I don't recommend that you pay a recruiter to find you a job.
So, okay, all right. Here is our fourth misconception. Recruiters only have access to publicly advertised job listings.
Well, you know that one is not true because we've talked about this on numerous occasions on this podcast. We have access to a wide network of employers, including those who may not advertise their openings publicly. This means we uncover hidden job opportunities that are not advertised. So I just filled two executive level positions in the last week where neither job was advertised.
Now that's called the hidden job market, is that right?
That's correct. Do you have any other misconceptions?
Oh yeah, I have one more. Recruiters are pushy and don't respect my choices.
Well, the reality is that good animal health recruiters and veterinary recruiters respect your decisions and work as your advocates. We're here to provide guidance and support, not to pressure you into making choices you're uncomfortable with. It has to be a win-win for everyone.
All right. Thank you for debunking those misconceptions, Stacy. It's important for professionals to have a clear understanding of what to expect when working with a recruiter. So not everyone has worked with a recruiter?
Well, yes, that's correct. And recruiters can't work with everyone. Sometimes recruiters receive resumes from people who are not qualified and would not be a good fit for the positions their client has open. For example, we can't place an accountant in a position for a veterinarian.
Oh, that does make sense, Stacy. So for our listeners who are considering working with a recruiter, what should they look for when choosing a recruitment firm or a search consultant?
Well, that's an important question, Caleb. When selecting a recruitment firm or search consultant, professionals should consider multiple factors, and I'd like to cover them one at a time. First, look for industry expertise. If you are in the animal health industry, look for recruiters who specialize in animal health. If you work in the veterinary profession, look for recruiters who work in the veterinary profession. They should have a deep understanding of the industry's nuances and requirements. And the second factor is reputation and references. And that's actually two factors, but they're related. Research the firm's reputation and ask around to see if your colleagues have worked with them before. And if they have reviews, reading reviews and testimonials can provide valuable insights. Third is communication skills. Effective communication is crucial. Once you are involved in an interview process with one of the recruiter's clients, the recruiter should be in communication to explain the process and what you can expect. And the fourth factor involves networking connections. A strong network of industry contacts can open doors to hidden job opportunities. Ask about the recruiter's connections within the field. Fifth is transparency. A good recruiter should be transparent about the process, fees if there are any, and their commitment to your best interest. And finally, there are the success stories. Inquire about past success stories and placements that they have made in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. This can give you confidence in their ability to deliver results.
Those are excellent guidelines for our listeners to keep in mind when choosing a recruiter. Now, Stacy, I know that we've also touched upon this before, but how do professionals typically get in touch with recruiters like yourself?
Professionals can reach out to recruiters through various channels. They can start by searching online for reputable recruiting firms specializing in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. Many recruiters, including myself, have websites and contact information readily available. And networking is also a powerful way to connect with recruiters. Attend industry conferences, join professional organizations, and engage with online forums and social media groups focused on animal health and veterinary topics. Recruiters often participate in these communities and can be valuable contacts. Professionals can also be proactive by sending their resumes and expressing their career aspirations directly to recruiters at reputable firms. Many recruiters actively seek out top talent, and your resume might catch their attention. As I've stated before, I'm a proponent of being proactive in your career, and that includes your relationship with the recruiter.
Now, Stacy, as we wrap up our discussion, do you have any final thoughts or advice for professionals looking to advance their careers in the animal health industry or veterinary profession?
Yes, I want to emphasize that working with an animal health or veterinary recruiter as a passive candidate should not be seen as disloyalty or indicative of being a bad employee. In fact, this approach to career development is a prudent and strategic move that can benefit both professionals and their current employers.
Both professionals and current employers? How is that?
The first reason is personal growth and ambition. Seeking opportunities outside of your current role does not imply disloyalty. It reflects your personal ambition and desire for professional growth. By continuously improving your skills and exploring new possibilities, you become a more valuable asset to your current employer in the long run. And second are the business realities of the job market. Employers understand that their employees have individual career aspirations. In today's dynamic job market, it is natural for professionals to explore new roles and industries. Employers themselves often engage with recruiters to find top talent, recognizing that it is part of the professional landscape. And the third reason is the chance to stay informed. Being a passive candidate allows you to stay informed about industry trends and compensation benchmarks. These insights can benefit your current employer as you bring back valuable knowledge and expertise that can contribute to the organization's success. And fourth, working with the recruiter and exploring new opportunities in a respectful and transparent manner is an ethical approach. It ensures that you maintain the integrity and professionalism expected in your current position while also allowing you to consider your options thoughtfully. And let's not forget negotiation power. Being a passive candidate can give you an advantage when negotiating for better compensation or advancement within your current organization. Demonstrating that you are a sought-after professional can make your current employer more inclined to invest in your growth and well-being. So being a passive candidate through collaboration with an animal health recruiter or a veterinary recruiter does not reflect disloyalty or a lack of commitment to your current employer. Instead, it showcases your ambition, desire for personal growth, and commitment to staying informed in a competitive job market.
Well, Stacey, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about why professionals need an animal health or veterinary recruiter.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.